I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
John Lopez, Cody Suits in the Loop with you today at Sports Radio 610. Typhoon Texas Takeover Tuesday, sending you out to the water park. You're going to have some fun. They got the slides. I think one of the tallest water slides in the nation out there, Typhoon Texas out in Katy. And you got yourself a family four-pack. If you're caller number 10, 713-390-5610, 713-390-5610, caller number 10 is going to win themselves a four-pack to Typhoon Texas.
He jammed his thumb in Atlanta, in the first game in Atlanta. And then, had a great series in Toronto, then went to the All-Star game. And then this is the same thumb, so we'll see where it takes us.
That is Astros manager A.J. Hinch last night after the game. Carlos Correa left the game and the fourth inning after he swung the bat. That was it. That was it. He swung the bat, he missed, and aggravated his injury that he had when he slid head first into the plate in Atlanta on July 4th. John, if you remember, he slid head first in Atlanta on July 4th with a 7-0 lead.
Yes.
And that was one of the things we were miffed about, is that it was the, you know, almost playing too hard in a situation where he didn't need to play that hard. However, missing the time, then the break, then the All-Star game, then the break, and then a whole weekend, you figure,
it was gone.
Yeah. But no, it is very much there. It is still aggravating Correa, and he left the game last night. And A.J. Hinch, I know during the game it said, hey, x-rays are negative, yada, 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 sprained thumb, whatever. When A.J. Hinch talked about it there, and he's not a very up-and-down guy, like he's very level off, the way he talked about it...
It sounded funky, didn't it?
Yes, it sounded bad. It sounded bad. And here's the thing. I'm not going to overreact to the fact that Correa is hurt, but this, John, feels like one of those things that thank God you have the lead you have, and two, it doesn't seem like this is going to go away in 2017.
No, not with a lot of rest. This is where that big lead comes in handy, and maybe you can give him a long rest. You can take the decision out of his hands, and he can get back, pretty nicely. But it's not good. It ain't great.
No,
it ain't great. Especially how he aggravated it, and the fact that he's had some time off there. You know, Dallas Keuchel can't get back soon enough. And you still need that other pitcher. Everything that they're doing right now just makes you realize, that they need some help. And Correa, first of all, you don't want him to not play hard. I mean, he's a young guy. I get what you're talking about, but you can't have him ask him not to play hard even in a 7-0 lead. But that's just the way it is when you're that young.
Right. So Correa re-aggravated the injury that he had from July 4th. Be re-examined today. I'm guessing he misses, a few games, maybe a week, something of that nature. Thank goodness for the big lead. Mm-hmm. And then, honestly, thank goodness for Marwin Gonzalez, because you've got a ready-made replacement who, while he doesn't bring the same type of offense that Correa brings, he brings a acceptable level of offense.
A threat.
Mm-hmm. And, John, you have to think, you look around the rest of Major League Baseball, there's probably not a situation where the backup is as capable as Marwin Gonzalez of filling in for Carlos Correa.
Right. Not that we can see anywhere in the league, but... You got a guy who's a threat, maybe not the same threat, but he can certainly stem the tide a little bit.
Yes. Last night also, Gene Segura, who is the shortstop for the Mariners.
My goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
He almost got Marwin Gonzalez thrown out of the game just because he made such a good play, it frustrated the living hell out of Marwin Gonzalez. He threw his helmet.
Yeah.
Like
maybe he was just tipping his cap.
Well, He took the hell out of his calf. So if you missed it, I encourage you to go find the highlights. They are worth watching.
It was three. Well, the first play was just stupid. How good it was!
Oh, the dive, and then from across the diamond over to first base to get Marwin, and then later the stop, and then gets McCann at second, and gets McCann at second by a good margin with the bases loaded. So Segura saves the day in the ninth inning for the Mariners, and then the Mariners get two home runs off Tony Sipp in the top of the 10th, and that's all she wrote for that game. It started, though, John, with a not good Lance McCullers start.
I'm trying to do the math as I'm talking here, and I can't do it, but I'll just give you the raw numbers here. I was trying to figure out his ERA, but that's the next thing I was going to bring up. Since June 8th, so the next time he toes the rubber, as they like to say, it'll be going on 6 weeks. In the last 6 weeks, Lance McCullers has gone more than five innings once, and that was 5.1 innings in a 13-4 loss to the Yankees. He hasn't gone past more than five innings since June 8th. He's given up 13 runs, and guys, officially, this is a trend. And it's a worry.
Since his return from the disabled list after the little hiatus that he took, five innings, five and a third, four and a third, four and two thirds. The runs, 1.365. Not good. Not good. And he's just not. It's bad Lance McCullers again.
And maybe it's the arms, you know, the pressure he's putting on his arm. He hadn't gotten a lot of innings.
Well, I wonder too, John. We talked about the offense and pressing at different times this year. Mm-hmm. I wonder if McCullers, based off the fact that the bullpen has worked, the offense picks them up so much, if McCullers feels that added pressure with Keuchel out, with Peacock not going more than five innings, mm-hmm. with all these other guys not going more than five innings, if McCullers is putting too much on himself as a pitcher, and that's leading him to not being economical with his pitches. That's leading to a couple of overthrows. And that's one speculation. Last night, and not necessarily all the games since, but last night, I'm chalking last night up to that old baseball adage of just didn't have it.
Yeah.
AJ Hinch said as much after the game that he just, Lance McCullers just looked off last night.
He didn't really have it tonight to make pitches. I think his fastball, the more he tried and more effort that he gave, the worse his location came, and it just leaked. The balls, when he was going away, it would leak over the plate. When he tried to go in, it stayed up, and he got beat on some fastballs.
And say what you will about the Mariners, this is a potent lineup, and if you're not on, you're not on step, you're not in tune, they're going to take care of you.
Yeah, and his ERA, I just figured out while you were talking and we were listening to that, 4.78 in the last since June 8th.
So in his since his return, 4.78.
And he's 1-3.
Well, I guess the Astros are 1-3 in his starts.
Yes, the Astros are 1-3 in his starts.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Here's what you think. Here's what you're hoping for. This is a funk. This is the first go since back of the All-Star, since after the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, he's got to pick it up because this is the guy you're relying on to be the number two starter in the playoffs.
Right.
And I have every faith that he will because he's really good. Like, we've seen really good Lance McCullers this year. We have. It's not like we're asking him to do something we haven't seen before. He'll find it. Mm-hmm. He'll find it. It's just you'd like to see it sooner rather than later.
Yeah, you would. No doubt about it.
Like to see it sooner rather than later. Astros go back at it again tonight with the Mariners. Game two of that series from Minute Maid Park. Brad Peacock and his 7-1 record.
The stopper.
And his 2.63 ERA go tonight.
Jonesy's rolling his eyes.
For the Astros.
He is the stopper. Right now he is.
All right, John, what's trending coming our way next? And my friends at the Texas Tech football program had some fun with the media.
Good.
And then the media had some fun with the Texas Tech football program. You'll hear both of those, plus don't try to recreate movies. That's next in the Loop, Sports Radio 6.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.